best music. KZST Santa Rosa.
1-888-633-5452. If there's a story you'd like to share, a dedication you'd like to make, a confession you need to make, maybe it's confession session time, write to me or call me and tell me what's on your heart. I will do my best to be supportive, to be creative, and to find a song to help you celebrate.
Slow down and love someone with delight.
Hi, this is Delilah.
Delilah, I tell you what, I have often wanted to shout the praises of my wife from the highest mountain I could find. And I drug my soapbox to the top of the mountain, and you, my fair lady, are the top of the mountain. Fizzle had a stroke. She had a hemorrhagic stroke, and the fourth day of her coma, the doctors called me into the office and said that I might want to make arrangements that they was giving her less than a 1 in 5 chance of seeing the sun come up the next morning. And that was their opinion. Heavenly Father weighed in with his, and on the sixth day of her coma, she finally woke up, and she saw me, and she recognized me, And since then, she has made wondrous, wondrous recovery. But she has made me into who I am today. And the world just needs to know that, man, there are good women out there that are worth fighting for, that are worth paying a price for, to keep no matter what.
Jerry, how many years were you in love with this woman?
1964. And we have been, we've been attached at the hip ever since. And ladies, there are men out there that if you take your time with them, you can turn them into something. It's a tough job. I know it's a tough job. But some men are worth rebuilding and molding into being somebody. And that's what Fizzle did for me. She turned, I'm not singing any praises about me because I'm nothing. Without my wife, I say that she is the spark that makes my heart beat, and she really is.
All right, sweetie. Thank you for sharing your eternal love. And let me find a song for you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Baby, you find there's only one love, yours and mine. I've got so much love and needing you so. My love for you, I'll never let go. I've got so much love, all I want.
Delilah Dilemma Tonight is sponsored by Eyes of Faith Optical, the company that makes my own eyeglasses. They've become great friends of this program and of Point Hope, a charity I created 20 years ago. Point Hope is a voice for forgotten children here at home and worldwide. If you wear glasses like I do, give Eyes of Faith Optical a look for your next pair of glasses. You'll love the styles you can choose from, and you'll love the words of inspiration you'll find printed where only you can see them. Their website is eofoptical.com. That's eofoptical.com. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Heather. Tonight's letter says, my name is Heather. I'm 36, been seeing the guy named Parker who's 48. I adore this man and I deeply regret a recent argument. Problem is, I hurt his feelings and I never meant to. We were planning on spending a Saturday together. I assumed it would be all day. He texted me to say that he picked up a shift to work that night. I instantly snapped as I was so excited to be spending the day with him because his kids were with his ex-wife. I adore his kids, but this was the first weekend ever we could spend the whole day just the two of us. I quickly realized I shouldn't have snapped at him for having to work. He has financial obligations. I know these come first. He works three jobs, and I admire that. I've apologized, but now he thinks I want to monopolize his time. And he thinks I want time that he can't give to me. That's not the case. I enjoy the time we spend together. I don't have a lot of free time either. Right now, I'm giving him space, but I'm unsure if he will see that I never meant to snap out at him. He once told me communication is key, and if we don't talk it out, how can we work it out? I would give anything for him to see I am truly sorry and only want what we always had. What can I do? From heartbroken Heather. I will share my views with you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-553-7157.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com.
Or call 800-553-7157. That's 800-553-7157.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows that Pepto-Bismol provides fast 5-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. For a limited time, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, get an additional 20% off in-store clearance appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 12/28/23 through 1/3/24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
KZST.
Let you know, I've got to let you know, so slide over.
to be fully fit, you have to be physically fit. You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue, but it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could have asked for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
If you've been a listener for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you.
Oh,
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from heartbroken Heather, who snapped at her boyfriend because she thought they were going to spend a whole day together, and he picked up extra time at work. Heather, here's what I would say. If that's a deal breaker for him, that you got irritated or annoyed or snapped at him because you thought you were going to get to spend a whole day with him, then he's really not nearly as into you as you are into him. It's not good to snap at or yell at the people you love. But it happens occasionally. We're human. We make mistakes. There are some mistakes, there are some lines that if you cross, there's just no going back. Being physical with somebody, there's no going back. Being abusive. But snapping at somebody because you're irritated is a human reaction. It's normal. We all do it on occasion. So long as you weren't cruel and mean and calling him vulgar names, if you just got mad and said, "What are you talking about? I thought we got to spend the day together." And he is pushing away from you for that, then he is not as into you as you are into him. If he truly loved you and was stupid in love with you and wanted to spend his life with you, he would go, "Baby, I'm sorry. I thought we were going to spend the day together, but you know I got bills, so be patient and we'll have another Saturday to hang out," or something. But he wouldn't end a relationship or say, "I need space," simply because you got irritated and said something in anger. Oh my goodness, are you not allowed to be human or express your frustrations or your anger? You are. So long as it's not in a cruel, abusive way, you're definitely allowed to do that.